Welcome to the deep dive. So we're digging into the material you sent over on Nova Minerals and their Estelle project up in Alaska.
Right.
And it's really the story of two different commodities running into some, well, some pretty incredible market conditions.
Incredibly volatile, you mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to remember the context here. Gold just shot past $4,000 an ounce.
Right, for the first time ever in 2025.
And at the same time, antimony prices have basically quadrupled since early 2024. They're sitting near, what, $63,000 a ton now?
Just wild numbers. So with all that pressure, what is Nova's actual mission on the ground?
Well, the strategy is, you know, it's really dual-purposed and it's highly strategic. On one hand, they're advancing one of the biggest undeveloped gold projects in the world.
That's the 9.9 million ounce resource.
Exactly. It's a JORC compliant resource, so it meets those international standards. And at the same time, they're working to solve this huge U.S. supply chain problem for a critical mineral.
And they're using some cutting edge tech to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with that critical mineral, the antimony. Why is this metal getting so much, you know, high-level military interest right now?
Well, antimony, or Z, is officially designated a U.S. critical mineral. It's vital for defense.
Like what specifically?
Think specialized batteries, night vision equipment, and for hardening ammunition. But it's also used in industrial stuff like flame retardants.
So the urgency is all about the supply chain then?
100%. The U.S. has been fully import dependent since, I think, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And China just dominates the space. They control 85% of all global processing.
85%. That is a critical vulnerability. So how is Nova working with the government to, you know, plug that gap?
This is where it gets really interesting. The U.S. Department of Defense, sometimes called the Department of War, in these strategic reports, they awarded Nova $43.4 million.
Wow, okay.
And that money is specifically to fast-track a fully domestic, fully integrated antimony supply chain right there in Alaska.
And what's the timeline?
They're targeting military-grade production by 2026, maybe 2027.
So what kind of grades are they even finding that makes a timeline like that possible?
The quality is just exceptional. At their Stibium and Styx prospects, they have surface grades up to 60.5% antimony.
Wait, 60%?
60%. And to put that in perspective, a typical commercial grade that you find elsewhere in the world is usually between 2 and 4%.
That's staggering. Okay, so while antimony is driving the urgency, let's talk about the gold. I mean, that's the backbone of this whole project, right?
It is. It's a massive foundation.
How do they plan to actually develop a nearly 10 million ounce resource?
They're taking a phased approach. The plan is to start with the high-grade RPM deposit.
Okay.
That has a core that runs at about 5 grams per ton gold. So the idea is to use that as an early cash flow generator.
And then use that money to scale up.
Exactly. That capital helps them move into the much larger bulk tonnage Corbel deposit.
You know, I was looking at their 2023 scoping study, and it showed a pre-tax net present value, the NPV, of $654 million.
Right.
But, and this is the crazy part, that was calculated with gold at only $1,850 an ounce.
Exactly. And now gold is over $4,000. So that NPV calculation is hugely conservative. The project's economics are just extremely leveraged to the gold price. The upside is, well, it's tremendous.
Incredible leverage. Are they using any specific tech to boost their efficiency?
They are. They're using something called particle density XRT ore sorting.
Okay, what does that do?
It's an advanced sorting method, and it successfully upgraded their low-grade material from RPM by over 4 times. It took feed from 2 grams per ton gold, all the way up to 5.72 grams per ton.
In a single pass.
In a single pass.
A fourfold upgrade in one pass. That just fundamentally changes the math on the whole project.
It really does. It radically improves the efficiency.
And what about logistics? I mean, this is Alaska.
That's another key advantage. The whole project sits on state of Alaska land.
Which is huge, right? It helps them avoid a lot of that complex federal regulation.
It simplifies permitting massively. And the state seems to be actively supporting it. They're already using the Whiskey Bravo airstrip, and there's state-funded infrastructure like the West Susitna Access Road, which is already seeing groundwork.
So they have the whole supply chain planned out.
Yep. They even secured a land permit down near Port McKenzie for the antimony refinery. It's all part of that domestic integrated plan.
So you have a tier one gold asset and a solution to a critical national security problem all in one project. That's a powerful combination for two very different markets.
It is. And, you know, it raises a really important question for you to think about. As governments all over the world start prioritizing their own mineral independence, is this strategic demand for critical minerals like antimony going to fundamentally change how we value traditional precious metals like gold? That dual commodity lens, well, it might just be the future of how we value these things.